It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I think our play over the last 2 to 3 months, and and we can obviously point to a tough road trip coming out of the All-Star break, but I think Alex said it really well in saying that, you know, that didn't represent who we are as a team. I think you can get yourself in a tough place when you're living and dying day to day. I think instead, you know, we see the total body of work. We see the momentum that we had built heading into the All-Star break. We can look at the guys that we expect to get back here in the near future and say, you know, we should be looking at ways to improve the team. And so that's how we're going to spend the next few days here.
Awesome.
That is awesome, Hillman. That is awesome. I agree. It's Jones, Mego, and Arcan. No Jones. Travis Thomas experience in the house.
Hey!
As we are live from our Fenway Studios, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Get going during SUV season by joining the Bronco family or get a great offer on America's best-selling trucks, F-Series, official truck of the Boston Red Sox, who we open with today. Welcome, Travis, by the way. Nice to see you back in here.
You know, it feels like home at this point, doesn't it? I'm the guy you call. I come out of the bullpen. Everyone gets hyped. They play my music. I shut it down. Let's go, baby.
I was watching your show on Nesson with the other guy.
My man.
Yeah, and you had an interesting take on the Red Sox and Netflix that I want to get into in a little bit. But we'll start right now with Craig Breslow and what he was saying to that awesome thing he said to the Hillman there. Which, if you didn't know,
we should be looking at ways to improve the team, and so that's how we're going to spend the next few days here.
Awesome.
It is. I mean, it really is. that's where we start. We start with the Red Sox. The Red Sox, who I would imagine fans near and far, whether you're here in Boston, here for this Yankee series, which starts tonight, three-game series against the Yankees, two teams spiraling a little bit right now, two teams very likely to be active at the deadline. I would imagine Red Sox fans are all very, very secure and confident in the fact that the Red Sox, who just extended Alex Cora, gave him a 3-year deal, made him the second highest paid manager in all of baseball. I'd imagine that these fans coming into the trade deadline, which is in 4 days, are very confident that the Red Sox are going to start making some moves. And they actually did. They already started. It's already begun, Mego and Travis. James Paxton coming back to the Red Sox. Even though I heard he's the worst pitcher ever, I guess the Red Sox don't think so. So that's nice. I'm glad to have him on the team. He's having a better year than Brian Baio, that's for sure. But before we even get to that, I was flabbergasted at the results of our big Q at 2 today.
Yeah, and thanks for retweeting that, by the way.
Did I not retweet it?
No.
Oh, I thought I did. I usually do. I'm sorry. I thought I did. Maybe I was just so blown away by the results.
I'm going to look and see what he has been retweeting today.
I've been retweeting all sorts of things. I thought I got
couch memes?
I suppose not. There's been some good ones today. Some very, very good ones. Danny DeVito, like this is how JD Vance's kid will be born. Danny DeVito coming out of the couch.
Climbing out of the couch. And
wow, that's good.
Funny.
Politically, I don't care where you feel. That's funny. I was so surprised by the pessimism being expressed by Red Sox fans in our poll today, in our big Q at 2, which is how confident are you that Craig Breslow and the Red Sox will be big buyers at the deadline. Now, before we even get to these results, I don't believe that James Paxton makes them a big buyer. I said that the other day. Mm-hmm. I like Paxton more than I think anybody in this room, certainly anybody working on this show. I don't know about you, Travis, but everybody else hates the guy and thinks he sucks. I think he's a perfectly good fifth starter. I'm glad that they're at least addressing that need. But that's not enough, and not enough even at starting pitcher, I don't think, for me to be secure about this and confident that Breslow and the Red Sox will be big buyers at the deadline. It's a start. It's a step in the right direction. When I tell you these results are astonishing to me, I'm not even exaggerating. Mego, let's start with you. How confident are you that Breslow and the Sox will be big buyers? Are you confident or skeptical?
I'm riding the high of the core extension.
Yeah.
I remain confident.
Right.
I remain confident in the face of your dumpster diving, like you're the Charles Manson family going out and picking up other people's stuff off the scrap heap, like your day-old bananas. In spite of that, like, I don't hate James Paxton. It's just not a real move. It's not a real move at all. You saw an opportunity. It's Friday. There's several days to go. I think that they'll go out and get a real right-handed bat. I think they'll go out and get some reliever help for the bullpen. But this doesn't count. Like, I'm with you, Arcan. Yeah. Picking up Paxton and giving up a 17-year-old who's barely been in the system, this doesn't mean anything. It's just hopefully it's them just looking at an opportunity and going, well, it can't hurt to have some insurance, some depth here from another team that doesn't want him.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
But that they're doing that on Friday, I'm like, okay, you know, there's still several days to go. I believe Craig Breslow, and maybe that makes me an idiot, but if that's the reason I'm an idiot, then I'll take it. I believe Craig Breslow when he says that he's going to go out and try to improve the team. Does James Paxton improve the team? I don't think so in a meaningful way. Like, he's depth, he's insurance. Mm-hmm. And so I expect more, and I remain confident as the Yankees fans roll into town.
I see him.
That we're going to be taken back, you know? We're going to be taken back 10 years. Yeah. This is going to be the return to the Red Sox that we used to know.
I love that take. In fact, if I may, when you two were gone, mm-hmm. I sat here and argued for 4 hours with your boy Jonesy about everything. So it feels great right out of the gate here to agree word for word with Mego because, listen, let's stay where you left it for a second. Let's take it back to yesteryear where it was Red Sox, where it was Yankees, where it was an arms race in MLB, particularly in the American League, and whoever won it won the damn World Series, right? Fast forward to present day. I mean, I'm looking today. This is a Rosarena move by the Mariners. Mm. That's an arms race move. That's a team that needs offense. So what do they do before the trade deadline, mind you? They go get a big piece, a big name, someone who can help them where they are weak to win a winnable American League. That team has pitching. They need offense. They need bats. And I just look at this. Paxton, we understand, is a move. I don't think it makes them worse. It doesn't hurt them, but I agree with Mego that it doesn't necessarily move the needle either. You're going to need more. If you're telling me it's Paxton and ... cool. If you're telling me Paxton's the move, it ain't getting it done.
I agree with that. How confident are you? Confident or skeptical?
I'm confident, but I need more than this.
Okay. Why are you confident?
I'm confident because I don't believe they're done, quite frankly. I think the Cora move signals to me, because that's the last shoe to drop. I didn't see that coming, I'll be honest. Even when the reports came out that they were negotiating and all that, I didn't believe it would get done. I just thought, hey, this team has played well enough that this team will make some moves at the deadline. What moves we'll see to try and improve, to try and go for it in the American League. And then Cora's going to walk out of our lives at the end of the season. The fact that they got the deal done with him signals to me that they are acknowledging, they, meaning front office ownership, that, yeah, the American League is winnable. Yeah, we are in the thick of it. Let's go ahead, lock this guy up for the future in Alex Cora, and let's go add to this team and go for it at the deadline, which I still believe they're going to do. I just think the Paxton move is a move of many more to come, and hopefully bigger ones.
Okay, so you're confident.
Yes.
I'm confident.
Mego's confident.
Yes.
I'm confident. I traded for Paxton. I like that they did this. I think this is an act of good faith. I don't think it's all they're going to do. Who'd they give up? One of their Dominican Summer League players? Like, yeah. They didn't even give up an actual minor leaguer. So, like, this was okay, we'll grab this guy. We have some familiarity. He doesn't suck, by the way. He's been bad the last 2 months.
Right.
I'll agree with you there. But the first 2 months of the season, he was 5-0 with a 3.29 ERA. He's been good at points this year. And I just think that completely writing him off like he's some garbage pitcher is just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong statistically. He's not been that. He's not been good in June and July, I will admit. And maybe this will end up being a bad move. It blows up in the Red Sox face. You didn't give up anything for him, and he doesn't cost that much. And if he really, really sucks, you cut him loose. I mean, what do you know? Like, that's what happens. Sometimes you take risks like that with people who you're familiar with, and they are familiar with Paxton. He wasn't bad for them
last
year.
Is it a risk, though? Does it represent any risk?
I don't think so. That's, I mean,
yeah. You know, so I don't know why. Look, I would just say, just really quick, that I agree with Travis, and I don't know if you would agree with this. It's not a real move.
Right.
It's no risk. You barely gave up anything.
Yeah, I'd
agree. It's a known guy. You know who he is. You probably know the worst sides of him and the best sides of him. And you're bringing him in basically just because he was out there.
Yeah.
And he had been dangled out there just to hung out to dry for a couple days now.
It's not a move that I feel like is going to make huge waves. And it's not the kind of impact move I think we were all hoping for. Of course. But it's starting pitching depth. I mean, that's not nothing, even if it's a guy at the back end of the rotation. That's not nothing. A fifth starter is important to have when you only have four in Cooper Criswell. Or, you know, Tanner Houck and Pivetta, these guys are all getting knocked around lately. I'm okay with seeing a little bit more diversity in the starting rotation the way things have looked since the All-Star break. Either way, I want another move at starting pitching. Forget about right-handed bat, late-inning reliever, all that other stuff. I don't think you can be done here at starting pitching. But we all agree that we're all confident. We all believe in Craig Breslow. We all believe in the Red Sox, and that they're not lying to our faces when they say that we're buying at the deadline. Well, let me tell you something, Red Sox fans. You do not share our optimism. You are about as skeptic. You are fraught with skepticism right now. The results of this poll, about 300 votes, 75% of you are skeptical, under 25% are confident. Not even a quarter of you are confident that Breslow and the Red Sox will be big buyers at the deadline. Now, maybe the wording there is, I don't think it is. Big buyers is what it is. Like, we expect big moves, don't we? Aren't we all expecting there to be a major improvement and a major roster addition here? Like, that's not, I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that's wording it in a way that's going to misdirect people. And over three quarters of you are skeptical that they're going to do that, despite them signaling it every way they possibly can. And to that, I just say, you know what? You're not wrong to feel that way. You're not. I don't think that. I think that this is going to be when they finally do it. But it's almost like you've been hurt too many times that you can't end up trusting them, and
they're
you can't trust them to do anything.
They're
exactly.
traumatized, just like those people who live by the pickleball.
The pickleball courts. People, exactly.
The pickleball people, the pickleball neighbors. it's a traumatized fan base right now.
Yeah.
And I think when we say it's important to clarify, at least from my perspective, when we say what is being a big buyer,
right.
I don't think that necessarily needs to mean that you're going to go out and get Garrett Crochet. Like, I do think that there's a line that they're going to draw where they're not going to give up so much. They're not going to package real prospects that they're going to hold on to for just next season and the season after that. But could it be somebody like Flaherty, like another starting pitcher that you throw in, and then you go and get a right-handed bat?
I wanted him
and
a
reliever.
Off-season.
Yeah, I think to me that's being a big buyer, especially compared to what you've done in the last several years. So maybe I'm going a little soft on them. Maybe people are saying, well, if it's not Crochet or someone of that level, I don't consider them to be really going deep into their pockets and investing and mortgaging any part of the future or anything like that. So I could see how fans would say that, but that's just where I'm coming from.
I don't think it's going soft on them. I think it's two different conversations. I think we're looking at it from, will they make splashy moves on one end? And then on the other end, will they continue to make more moves like this one that they did with Paxton, where it is maybe a Flaherty, maybe it is bringing back a Justin Turner as a bat, right?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.